Okay. Light wizard time.
You can now cast magic missile 8 times.
56 hit points.
I'm adding power word kill to the bad guys. Just kidding. Probably.
Yeah, so I told everybody Layman's Tiny Hut. That's my spell pickup. But it looks like a young woman's college dorm room. So there's bunk beds everywhere and a bunch of pink sheets and like bedazzled trash cans and shit like that.
Bedazzled.
What kind of like music would Bazelle? Is she like an Alanis?
Oh god, what kind of music is? I don't know.
Dragon Little Bell? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Bazelle like. No, she must be into music. She's for sure in music, but it's got to be super pretentious, right? He listens to stuff so new that you haven't even heard of it yet. Like, there's no way you know that band. That's what she listens to.
The moment anyone has heard about it, she goes home and tears the poster off the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's done.
You ought to know. I'm ready to go whenever you guys are.
Cool. You got some stats.
I got, I actually became a level 7 monk because I put something in thief. So I got something called evasion, which is when you pass a dex saving throw and you would take half damage, you instead take 0 damage. And then stillness of mind. That's you sweet. Can use an action to end a charm or a frightened effect.
Oh, that would have been nice last time.
What up?
Rick didn't get anything cool, you were saying?
Yeah, nothing cool. I think I upped my charisma and I upped, I think, dexterity. But I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it because I was like, oh, I don't get anything cool. All right.
Yeah, they occasionally have those levels where you just
get some stats.
Yep. What about Theron? New spells?
I got an ability score improvement, and then I have one new 4th level spell available, which I'm still in the midst of picking out.
Find out later. Last time you met Zara, who was kind of the acting new chief of the Grung, the survivors in the Grung encampment. So she was a shaman, part of the Redskin cast, which kind of put her at the top after Zektul left. And you kind of exchanged words with her. She was busy trying to heal these Grung that had been suffering from all the ash that had been stirred up by the cauldron to the southwest. That's kind of her prime focus right now. And you guys did not get along very well, but she mentioned that if you could go out and get a flower from the swamp that bloomed at midnight called a moon bloom lotus, that would help her make a salve that could make a big difference for the Grung. So you left and did that with Quix. You were ambushed by a mantis that was masquerading as one of those flowers. Made pretty short work of that after Rick dimension doored out of his stomach. That was pretty sweet. And then came back and Bazelle staged a coup of sorts to get Quix, the green-skinned Grung, and kind of the chief ranger to assume leadership of the clan. And he sort of reluctantly agreed to that. I believe you spent the night in the Luminarium, which used to see more traffic when they were doing better as a camp. Now it's kind of abandoned. It was sort of a meeting center in their densely foliage-covered living area in the swamp. So I believe you long rested. So if you haven't accounted for that, you should. I think that catches us up. So I'm just going to leave it kind of open-ended, whatever you guys want to do next.
Do you guys remember when I was like, oh, I'm going to try to kill 2 of these Lotus monsters at once, and then I just like disintegrated one of the things that we could have.
I do remember that.
Yep.
Sorry about that. It haunts me to this day.
I also remember when Bazelle just freaking roasted that red gal. Just freaking roasted her.
That's at the very end, right?
Yeah.
I liked it when she just like took a hand and like picked one out and started walking away.
What were we doing next?
I think we were planning on going to the find Zektul, weren't we?
That sounds so right.
We can either find Zektul or we can try to stop the Elsh first. But I think we tentatively decided to go for Zektul because the Elsh wasn't actively killing Grum.
Sounds good to me.
But I guess I don't remember why we need Zektul.
I think the reason that we want to go after Zektul is because we believe that Zektul is the cause of the undead scourge. All right.
Because
he's like a necromancer, right? I think. Or we don't really know because he used to be the leader, but we like believe that he's the cause.
Yeah. You haven't, I don't think you've asked a lot of questions about this yet because you were distracted by the flower quest. I think what you know so far is that he was a gold-skinned grung, which is the nobility caste for the grungs. Yeah. So he was their leader. And when, you know, the camp started to really suffer from all the falling ash and debris, he kind of was fed up with that. And they just say he fled north. And shortly after that happening, him abandoning ship, is when these undead presence kind of started picking up steam. I shouldn't say attacks, because the undead wouldn't really... The undead haven't really been attacking the Grung. Not purposely. So I think that's all you know. So far.
Do you know where about he is? Like, what direction he went? I thought we knew, like, a direction. But that was it, right?
Yeah, on the map, there's that wall that the settlers built a while ago. He's north of the wall. Which is a totally unique concept in fantasy storytelling.
North of the wall.
To have like undead things happening north of the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
HBO might be sending a cease and desist at some point.
I need to take a leak off
this. I got a cease and desist from HBO. I'd fucking frame that bitch. That shit would get framed and put up on my wall. 100%. I feel like I did it. I fucking did it, guys.
So I vote we go to the Grung Wall. Are we going to the Grung Wall?
I'm ready to go to the Grung Wall.
Grung Wall.
Sure. So you guys are going to venture out of the... So you're sort of in like a pretty well sheltered, because if you recall, they've sort of covered this area with like dense vines and other foliage to help sort of mitigate the ash falling. But it's also helped kind of keep the natural predators at bay. So you're safe here. But that will be venturing out into the swamp.
Yeah, I suppose we'll ask the new leader of the Grung if there's anything we need to know before we go, especially given that he is a ranger.
Oh yeah, sure.
So it was that little joke from them. So, hey, we're gonna go try and find Zektul. Last we understand, he's somewhere out by the wall. Is there any? I mean, we're not really from around here. What? You know, is there anything we need to know before we take off and try and figure out what's causing these undead to attack our town?
Yeah, you approach Quix. He's looking kind of tired and nervous in his new role. He's got a couple of elders that are advising him. They're kind of gathered around the big table in the kind of near the apothecary region, which is where people tend to gather. Yeah, he just turns and says, "Oh, hey, okay, gosh, you're leaving already?"
I mean, do you need us to stay for some reason? Like, don't you want us to, like, figure out how to stop some of this, like, undead action?
Yeah, he kind of shakes his head. He's like, yeah, of course. That's kind of the most pressing issue. Yeah. Sorry, it's just there's a lot I didn't know about, kind of, you know, like, leadership. They're asking me lots of questions. I'm not really sure what to do with my clan. But what you were asking about, north of the wall.
Yeah.
All I know is that's where Zektul fled, and you know, there are like old ruins up there that before we had to kind of settle into this swamp thicket, when we had more of a established community. That's kind of where we lived. But now it will be mostly just broken down stone buildings. I suspect that's where he went. I don't know what he was looking for. And he kind of stops and like looks nervously around. You know, I might have told you this, but I thought I heard some kind of like really loud, like roaring, some kind of monstrous roar coming from that area just a few times. And then it was quiet. I don't know what that was, but I had never heard it before. So that's kind of all I got.
Anyone who would know, I assume as the captain of the Rangers, you would know about any monsters in the area.
Yeah. Why don't you make a insight check?
9. 9?
Seems like he's nervous about being a leader now.
Well, Quicks, I can tell you're nervous about leading. But if you think about it, you know, you've been a leader of the Rangers now for quite a while. And leading the clan is not so different from leading the Rangers. Listen to your advisors. Take what they say into consideration. Listen to the people around you that are trying to help you. And make the best decisions you can, okay? And Vizel sort of pats him on the shoulder. And when she does, she tries to sneak in a quick little enhance ability.
Okay, sure.
To give him Owl's Wisdom.
Oh, nice.
To try and get him off to the right, on the right foot for his new leadership role.
Yeah, he responds. He's like, well, that's just it. I've got people telling me, you know, some of the guys were saying we should go, you know, we should try to go, we should risk the ash. We should, you know, wait for Zara to make her salve, and then we should just get the hell out of here. But some of them are saying this is our best shot. We should, you know, permanently stay here. I don't know. I just don't know enough about, all I know is like this region. So I don't know. I don't know where I would go, but I do feel kind of trapped. But with that spell, you see a little bit of relief wash over him, and he kind of sighs and he's like, "Yeah, I'll just keep listening and I'll try to choose carefully."
Bazell starts walking away.
Cool. Anybody else?
I'll follow Bazell.
Same.
So you leave the Grung encampment behind, venture out into the Dreadmarsh, traveling a short distance, but we are still going to need to do an encounter check. So I need somebody to give me a d20.
Come on. 13.
13. This might be the first time you've had a favorable roll, because the encounters are half good.
Wait, they are?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but you've been rolling like routinely 1 through 4 on a d20.
Encounter rolls.
You've been real good is what you're saying.
God, it's so funny. Okay. Yeah, sure. For 13, that's like sort of neutral-ish. Neutral to slightly good. You happen upon a huge cypress tree, which is kind of unusual because pretty much all the other trees that you've seen throughout the Dreadmarsh, especially up here, have been dead or rotting. But this looks like a large, sturdy specimen. And you recall that this is the wood that is used, kind of prized for shipbuilding, among, you know, other things. So it's valuable. Yeah, do with that what you will.
Well, do we need to? So, shit, we're gonna need a ship for the Swampathon, right? There's like a boat portion to the Swampathon. So let's remember where this tree is, so we can potentially come back and build. Is there a way to like mark a tree in some way, or?
Sure.
Zip.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we can like gather the wood now. This is not a great time for us to gather the wood, but I think we're gonna need good wood later.
Pretty sure you can get good wood at the Ash Fort.
Yeah.
Got it. Half an hour.
That's Let's mark it, boys.
That's pretty late, actually. I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, you can mark it. I don't know if you have like chalk or.
Or like a map? I just want to know where we are. So
come back. I have a dinger.
Yeah, I think I think you would all probably have maps, right?
Everybody's got a map.
Everyone's got a fucking map, dude.
Yeah.
All
right, we'll mark it on the map. And then I keep going.
I got a map, man.
You got a map, dude. Yeah, man, I got a map. Cool. Yeah, so you can come back to that at a later date. So that is all you... That's all the trouble you find on the way. As you approach just outside the Grung Wall itself, just south of it, you kind of come up on like a ridge. And you hear over the ridge, you can't see anything yet. You haven't crested it yet, but you hear some like chanting.
So it's just like a hill, basically.
Yeah. You're kind of in an area of swamp that's kind of got firmer ground. It's mostly not moistened by river. This like northwest part of the swamp is more plains and not plains, but like it's drier. And yeah, you're kind of coming up on a natural berm.
Is the chanting in a language we understand?
Good question. Let me think. It sounds like a series of croaks. But it's kind of melodic and creepy.
I ritual ask comprehend languages.
Okay. That takes like, doesn't that take a few minutes to do?
It takes an hour. No, that's the duration.
That's the duration. I think ritual casting takes like
1 minute. No, sorry.
Does it take 10 minutes to ritual cast? Yeah, which is fine.
Well, I'm just hanging out doing that until other people have ideas.
Yeah, it says for the duration you understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that you hear. Okay cool. So Theron's working on that. Bazel, did you say something?
Yeah, but once she sees Theron start casting something, she's going to watch him cast, at least for the first minute or two.
Cool.
She might get bored.
Until she gets bored, yeah.
Okay, as you guys continue to wait, you occasionally will see like a flash, like a series of like flashes of like greenish light from beyond that hill. And then the chanting continues. Any other moves, or are we waiting for the...
I'm going to stealth. And like peer over the ridge.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
That is a 25.
I roll some dice over here. At disadvantage, the best perception check against yourself was a 18. So with a 25, you poke your little head up over the ridge. You see in front of you, I'll pull up a map here. There's a bunch of large dead trees with some spider webs, some of which are kind of faintly glowing white light. And as you peer over the ledge, you see a large set of bones and like a gouge that's been carved out of the ground that the bones are resting in. From far away, it's probably not readily obvious what you're looking at, but around those bones, you see four cloaked figures that appear to be working on a spell, and they're positioned sort of north, south, east, and west around the collection of bones. They're all facing that corpse, and that is where you hear the noise coming from.
What a desolate place this is.
So, all right, so I kind of communicate, whisper, I like make motions to the others, like four. How far are these dudes away from us, up from the ridge? I assume that we're like over.
So if you're kind of near, yeah, I'm thinking you're at the southeast part of the map.
Okay, over here.
Okay. Yep, because you were kind of traveling northwest-ish, north-northwest.
Yep.
That puts you, it looks like that's about 150 feet away from the corpse. The bones.
All right.
From this distance, that's about what you can make of what's happening. And then are you staying there or what?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay and like observe while Theron does his ritual cast.
Okay.
So to me, as the player, it seems like they're trying to animate this giant corpse. Why does Bazel piece all that together? Because that would be like Bazel realizing there's necromancy, seeing them do this ritual catalyst, this ritual over a dead body, like, and then piecing that together with the roar that Quick told her about. which is like kind of three steps. And like, I don't know, this is where it gets weird between like me playing and me playing as Gazelle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gazelle's not dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe, yeah. I guess I have to make that choice, right? Does Bazelle under put all that together or not? That's kind of on me, right?
Well, we'll get to that in just a second. Because I think Quill is going to stick around and watch a little bit longer, because he hasn't really come back and told you guys what's happening. It's only he has seen
this. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's the problem with me putting the map up. I realize that. So Quill sticks around a little bit longer. I'm going to make this check again here against that 25 stealth. That's a dirty 20, so you still, you're clear. You see another two figures that are kind of patrolling about the perimeter of the camp, bearing like a long sword and studded leather armor with long, pale white hair and kind of grizzled, like bone white flesh. And so there seems to be, so you see the four priests surrounding the large pile of bones and these two patrolling warriors. And then if you, I think Theron's thing is probably up. Theron is hearing translated in Grung, a series of words like rise, fight, animate.
Oh, shit.
Bazelle, I think you're right. I think they're like, I understand what they're saying now, and I think they're trying to resurrect this huge skeleton.
So I hear this. I look kind of back and forth between the ritual going on and like the people that are behind. And I get up and I just start running towards the ritual.
Okay, everybody else moving?
With my spear out.
Yeah,
this is an abomination. I'm furious.
Rick would, I don't know about running, but Rick's like, some shit's about to go down, so I'm coming.
I try to keep up.
Gazelle is like, yeah. She's like, what the fuck? God damn it. Starts just like going behind.
I thought about rolling for it, but like Quill doesn't. He can't stop when he sees freaking dark magic going on.
I just want to go back. Rick said he was coming earlier, and anyone want to take a run at that one?
What he does when he sees a giant pile of bones.
Yeah. Roll initiative.
9 for Rick.
Okay.
15.
13 for Theron.
Okay. 8 for Quill.
Shit to your roll for a monk.
I know. Nat 3.
Oof. Right. These Sentinel Swordsman guys got a 17. I'm just going to have them go together. Those are called Whites. W-I-G-H-T.
Mm.
Because I'm going to slip up and say what they're called as I'm looking at their stat sheet. So I'm just going to tell you guys ahead of time. And then the priests, as you guys get closer, these like acolytes, they're hooded skeletons that are casting the spell. And collectively they got a 11. And there's another figure in the distance at the northwest that is standing atop a large stone. As you get a little bit closer, you kind of catch that figure kind of far away, overseeing what's happening here. So the Whites are going first. Is there a marching order that you guys are in?
I would assume that I was ahead.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm behind, all out of breath.
Okay, the Whites are up first. There's one that's kind of back on the back side of the bones. He's going to move 30 feet towards you guys. 5, 10, 20, 25, 30. He's still pretty far away. The other one is also moving in fast. You see him pull his bloodied longsword from his sheath. He starts rushing towards Quill, and he gets about halfway towards Quill. He's going to pull a longbow and attack Quill. Knocks two arrows and lets fly. The first attack to Quill is a 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. It's going to be a D8 plus 2. 4 piercing damage. It's a quill.
Okay. That's I'm going to use my point of key. I'm going to use my reaction to catch it.
Okay.
Which means I reduce it by 1d10 plus my dex mod plus my monk level. You said it was 4 damage?
4, yep.
Yeah, so I don't even have to roll because my monk level and my dex mod is enough.
Yep.
And then I'm going to make an attack with proficiency by spending a point of key.
Sweet.
So I'm going to attack it. That is a 23 to hit.
Sweet. So you're rushing in. I'll tell you the second attack missed. So Quill's like rushing in with his spear out. Dodges one arrow. Second one he like grabs in the fly and flings it back at him at the white. That does beat his AC. So you can roll damage for that.
Sweet.
And this is white A.
Oh, sweet. 11 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Just fucking ripped it.
Wow. Just get him like right through the mouth. Just got an arrow in his mouth now, his own arrow.
Got him white through the mouth.
Fuck me, that's good. All right. That's his shitty turn. So we're to Bazelle.
Bazelle casts Aid. And then gives bardic inspiration to Rick.
Nice. Cool. Aid gives everyone 10 hit points.
Yeah, so everybody gets... so it increases everybody's max hit points and current hit points by 5. So they're not temp. They're like permanent for the duration. So I can still add other 10 hit points.
That's dope. So yeah. Okay.
And then she's probably going to move a little bit forward.
After your turn, Bazelle, you see this figure at the northwest on this large rock. He uses a legendary action to cast a spell on one of his priests, one of his skeletal priests, the one at the south nearest to you guys. You just see the kind of a necromantic green shimmer surround that nearest skeletal priest. And that is that. Theron's up.
Is this distance correct?
That's far away.
155 feet?
Yep. This is a big map.
Just making sure. I can blast him from here. All right.
That's awesome.
So this dude is... I'm going to get within 60 feet of this guy.
That closest white to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's about right. Then I'm just going to do a Ray of Frost.
Cool.
And range spell attack. 18 to hit.
That hit. Yep. Roll damage.
2d8 cold damage. Ooh. 14 cold damage. And speed reduced by 10 feet.
You guys are smoking this bastard. Okay. Nice. All right. That'll bring us to the skeletal priest. They take a turn together. As you see in the distance, you guys can kind of make out there's like a faint greenish line that they're kind of extending. Each of them has a line that's shooting out towards this skeletal monstrosity. And you see those flashing 4 lights again around all 4 of those priests, and those lines get a little bit thicker and brighter. So you've seen that happen twice now. Once behind the hill, and now you see what's happening more clearly. That brings us to Rick.
Just to be clear, this is the guy that I saw use a legendary action. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. There's like a fat humanoid that's pretty hard to make out from back here, standing on top of that large rock. Yep.
All right. I'll probably just blast this somewhat close guy here. So I'm gonna shoot at this guy with Eldritch Blast.
At the white A?
Yep. Let me zoom in. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it landed on 15 and then rolled. Oh, plus 7. 12 to hit.
12 to hit does not quite do it. Yeah. You see it kind of glances off his forearm pads.
And I'll move over here.
Okay. That's we're going to do another legendary action from our boy in the northwest here. He's going to do... the same thing. You're going to see that necromantic aura surround the skeletal priest labeled 4 on the west side. And that's his second legendary action. And we are to Quill now.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and run at this white. I assume that a 10 does not hit.
Correct.
16?
16 does hit. Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and use another key point to do flurry of blows. All right. So if this goes, I guess I'm going to go ahead and roll my unarmed strikes as well. So that's 18 that hits and the 19 that hits.
I'll hit. Yep.
Okay. So the first one was my regular attack. That is a 8 damage. My next attack is one of the flurry of blows, which is 6 damage.
Are these all considered magical attacks from you now?
Yes, unarmed strikes are magical, and I'm using only unarmed strikes.
Okay. Yep. So these are all connecting for full damage. Yep.
For this one, have it do a dex saving throw.
Okay. Roll a 4 plus 2 for 6.
Okay. That fails, so it is knocked prone.
Nice. Okay. Poor guy.
And now 7 damage.
Oh my god. Very nearly killed him.
And then for this one, that's going to be can't take a reaction until the end of its turn.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm going to continue to run.
So that was part of that.
It was 25. Yeah. So anytime that I strike on a flurry of blows, if I connect, then I get to impose one of 3 effects. The first one was a dex save. It failed, so it was knocked prone.
Yep.
I can also, one of the 3, I can have it not take a reaction. So since I connected twice on flurry of blows, that happened.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, he can't away on you when you run away. Nice. Okay.
Right. So actually, I'm going to go here.
Okay. Quill is like edging towards the priest, it looks like. That brings us to the top of the order. So White A is pretty much like almost dead, and he's not been knocked prone, and he's got Ray of Frost on him, I think. Yeah. So he uses half his movement to stand up from prone. So he's got 15 feet of movement left. So he's only got 5 feet of movement left because of the Ray of Frost. So he can move 5 feet. he's going to just launch a couple of longbow attacks at Theron because it didn't go very well last time on Quill. The first Theron is a 10 plus 4 to hit, 14.
That hits.
Second is 5 plus 4 for 9.
That misses.
Okay. So just one arrow strikes Theron. That's going to be 9 piercing damage on Theron.
I'm going to Silvery Barbs that.
Okay. So he's going to reroll it. The reroll is a 13 plus 4 for 17. Still going to hit. I guess I reroll damage then? Probably?
Yes.
Okay. 4 damage instead, Theron.
All right. I'll take that.
Grant advantage on Theron's next attack roll, ability check, or save.
Sweet.
Nice.
Okay. The other white is going to keep moving closer. So he has got range. Oh, he's just going to launch an arrow at... He's going to launch 2 arrows at Bazel. He's got range for that. So Bazel, the first arrow is a 8 plus 4 to hit, 12.
Yes.
Okay. The second arrow comes in at a 4 plus 4 for 8. That's also going to miss. All right. Just a couple of shitty whites. Can't do anything. Where it's Bazel.
Bazel is going to run 30 feet. North.
Cool.
Viciously mock the right by saying that white is not might.
Okay.
He has to make a dex, no, wisdom save, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh,
nat 1. He fails.
Nice. So, because I'm now that level, I'll be 2d4.
You got him. He only has 2 hit points left.
So three damage. psychic damage.
This guy just got rocked by you guys. Holy shit.
And then I'm gonna
good shit
inspire bardically Darren.
So this spooky looking undead ranger just collapses. You've
been expired.
Got a dead man.
Yeah.
A dead, yeah. Dead man.
Yeah, okay. We're to Theron. I think our guy, our big boy at the top left, is going to do a legendary action off of Bazell there.
This fucking guy. Not... Look at him. Yeah. Look at that frog.
This guy's kind of a fuck, yeah.
Fucking frog.
He's going to cast.
King Frog.
It's kind of a stoned frog.
Yeah. That's the frog equivalent of bloodshot eyes.
Yeah. This
figure sticks out a hand, like a stubby little fat arm, and kind of towards Quill. And thickening greenish energy lashes out towards Quill. He's a spell attack roll. Oh man, my boys are not rolling tonight. That's probably not going to do it. That's a 12 to hit.
It's a miss. I reach out my hand towards it.
Yep. All right.
And then I flip it over to a middle finger.
The ray of sickness connects with a spider in the tree, and the spider just starts puking uncontrollably.
Bleh. Bleh. Bleh.
Yep. That was the legendary off of Bazell's turn, so Theron is up.
I'm actually scared of this thing now. I feel like I'm going to start vomiting.
Is that thing dead, though?
How far away is this?
Is what thing dead?
Better right? I thought we killed better right.
Yeah, it's dead.
That's dead. Yep, sorry.
That thing's dead.
That thing's dead. Yes.
It's a dead, dead thing.
Extra dead.
Is it 5 feet square?
Yep, 5 feet per square.
And the nearest guy is where? This stone frog guy up here?
The nearest guy to you is probably either the south skeletal acolyte. Do you see him? These guys, they're kind of here, kind of small. South priest is pretty close to you, and the second white.
The one that says DED.
That one's dead.
Is there any other bad guys?
Not yet.
Sounds ominous. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how far away am I from White B? Measure 85 feet, and I have 30. So that means I could cast something that's like 55 feet or less, right?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to attack White B. I have 120 foot.
Nice.
I'll be able to hit him.
You got it.
For Scorching Ray. How many rays do I get? 3 rays.
Sweet.
So I'll just roll an attack. Okay. So, that's a bad roll. 3 plus 6 is 9 to hit.
I think that rolls at advantage, though, due to Silvery Barb.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah, it does.
15 plus 6 is 21 to hit.
First rate.
Okay, so 5 plus 2 is 7. Fire damage, 14 to hit.
That just does it, yep.
Okay. Let's use 5 fire damage. Can I add the +8 to attack? So that would be +13 for the Bardic Inspiration.
Yep, 4 damage, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant for the damage.
Oh yeah, to your damage? Yeah. It's a D8 though, not a +8.
Oh, +D8. I have to roll it. Fucking roll a 1, damn it. Okay, well, +1 damage.
Counts, man.
Totally inspired.
Game bitches. Yep.
And then I think one more, right? So
yeah, you got one more. Yep.
plus 6, 18 to hit. So 2d6 would be plus 2 plus 4, so 6 fire damage.
Yep.
And that's my turn.
Yeah, those are solid hits. It looks not quite bloody, but pretty badly hurt from that. Our mysterious figure in the northwest corner is going to do another legendary action here at the end of your turn. He's going to make that white that you guys killed. He's casting Corpse Explosion on that.
Oh, God.
So that thing just, like, blows up into, like, fragments of bone, sharp bone, and his arrows go flying everywhere. Only Theron is close enough for this to hit. You got to make a dex save, Theron. That's that white explodes behind you.
All right. I get six plus one. So that will be... 6 plus 1 is 7.
Yeah, so you're going to take all this. This is 3d8 necrotic damage.
I'll use my silvery barbs. He can reroll his save.
Sweet.
He can reroll a save?
Attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Range 60 feet.
Nice.
Okay, so that one is 13.
13 total is actually still a fail.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's a DC 15. The rolls were not super high, though. It's just 9 necrotic damage.
9 necrotic?
Theron, yep.
Okay.
And we are to the skeleton acolytes. As they continue to chant, their spell grows considerably stronger. You see the necromantic ties, these yellow or greenish lines connecting to the skeleton, are getting quite bright now as they pulsate 4 more times. And we are to Rick.
Alrighty. So Rick is, I'm a blast our big gold guy.
Okay.
I have spell sniper on Eldritch Blast, so I can shoot that up to 240 feet.
Sweet.
So I'm gonna shoot at him from really far away. Hardly see him. Not totally sure he's an enemy, but I think he's an enemy. Oh, nat 20, baby!
Oh my god!
That's dirty.
Sniper!
Alright.
This fucking dome piece, this guy?
Yeah. From real fucking all the way far across away. Alright, I'll roll 2 of these for double damage here.
Oh!
Nice!
There we go.
Very good.
And then, I guess it would be add 8 to that. Damage, 23 right? Total damage.
23 Holy damage. Shit.
Oof. Yeah, so I dome pieced him. Let's right between his ribbit ass eyes.
The closest person to this figure is Quill. Quill, give me a perception check in the heat of the moment as that goes off.
That is a 18.
Even from this distance, something seemed weird about that. Like it connected, but you thought like the figure looks kind of like a shadowy. Like smoke as the Eldritch Blast connected with it and passed through it. And I got that damage.
Sounds weird.
If Rick is done, we're at Quill.
Yeah, Rick's done.
All right. How far am I away from this dude? 55 feet. Well, step of the wind.
Wait.
Bend a key point. I'm going to do Step of the Wind, which allows me to dash as a bonus action. So I'm going to run up to this dude, and I'm going to... This is the guy that's spreading green light, right?
Yep, yeah, you're at the south Skeletal Priest. The south one and the west one have like a little extra buff on them right now, but they're all doing the thing where they're casting on the right. Big
yep.
Monster.
I'm going to attack this dude.
Okay.
That's that's a 24.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, my second attack will be a 18.
They both hit. These guys are kind of weenies.
Oh, sick. My first 11.
Okay, this is number 3, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Oh!
Oh!
Another 11!
So 22 damage?
Yeah.
Good lord. Okay. You connect, you immediately break through whatever spell was giving it a bolster of life. So that buff goes away. God, math is hard. So that was 6 extra health you got through. So you do 18 points of damage. Wow. Okay. The thing like buckles under the weight of your attack. Kind of goes down to one knee, but he keeps one of his arms up working on the spell.
How bad does it look?
Pretty bad. Like you took out like half its rib cage.
Alright, I'm gonna use another key point. No, I'm not going to. I'm gonna let it go. I really wanna fuck him up, but I'm not going to.
That brings us to the top of the order, which is our white. He still can't quite. He's actually gonna go. And he's gonna launch some arrows at Bazel. It's just kind of berserkers. They're not really. It's gonna hit. First attack hits 16 plus whatever it was. 4, I think. Next one's a 2. So one arrow connects with Bazel, unless there are any objections. Roll the 1 on his damage. So 3 piercing damage, Bazel.
Okay. Duly noted.
And it's Bazel's turn.
Bazel rushes up as far north as she can get. And then she's going to cast Dissonant Whispers at that Skeletor.
Cool. Is that a save I gotta make?
It is, yeah. It needs to make a wisdom save.
Okay. Shockingly wise for a... Okay, that's a 14 total.
16 is now the spell save DC.
Ooh, steep. Okay. What happens?
So he will take 3d6. So exactly 9.
Yes. Exactly 9 hit points left. No joke.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Bazel's racking up kills.
Yeah.
Damn, Shaniqua.
Get him.
All right.
And then who has Bardic Inspirations?
Doesn't Darren have, or Rick does? Okay.
I used mine.
I'm going to Bardically Inspire Darren. Because Rick has his still, right? And Theron used one, but now he's got one again.
Awesome. I feel inspired.
Anything happen to the spell when we take one of the 4 green lights away?
You just notice that his that line vanishes. And it's like lines are kind of like, so they're kind of like pulsating light towards this skeleton on the ground. And with each pulsation on their turn, it kind of, the skeleton starts to glow more. So it's like they're adding, you know. So now that fourth guy is no longer gonna be able to help. But whatever he added is still there. The spell. Okay. Theron, actually, legendary action on Quill. Another ray of sickness. See if this one hits. Nat 2. My boys are not rolling. Another miss.
Another spider vomiting.
Yeah. Another time it hits that dead skeleton, it just like it had like a little weak vomit trail come out of its nose.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's Theron.
Okay. This other Skeletor is dead now.
White is still alive. The second white that you scorching raid.
Oh.
One of the 4 skeleton priests is dead. Yes.
Oh, that's what Bazel just killed. Sorry. I'll just go after this guy again with
the white. Okay.
Yeah, with firebolt. 12 to hit?
12 does not hit.
Okay. I guess that's that then.
Okay. Legendary action 2. This time our figure is gonna point at that corpse that skeletal corpse that's just finished vomiting weakly. And make it explode next to Quill. So deck save from Quill.
13.
15 was the DC.
Oh, damn.
3d8 necrotic. That's 9 necrotic damage, Quill.
Oof.
As these shards of bone kind of rip through you from behind.
Oof. It got me. I'm
going to delete that guy because they are thoroughly destroyed at this point. Okay. We are to the Acolyte's turns. There are 3 left. They continue to cast their spell and chant. You see 3 more pulsations of light go towards this dragon. What's clear now, Quill, is a dragon. skeleton that's obviously crashed. It's like a crash site and died here. And well, you swear that you see like a flicker of movement in one of the wings of the dragon skeleton as three more bursts of necrotic energy go into it. And that brings us to Rick.
Rick's going to shoot this one way over here to the right.
The east one. Yep. Okay.
Yep. That's a 19 to hit.
You got it. That hits.
All right. That is 13 damage.
Okay. That one was not buffed. No, that's number two. 13 damage. All of that hits. He's going to make a con save to keep concentrating on the spell. He got an 11 plus 1 for 12, which I believe means he does not succeed. So you see his light cuts out until the end of his next turn. So now there's just two lights for now. If you're done, that's to Quill.
Yep, I'm done.
All right, so, sorry, jumping rules.
This comes up a lot.
I know.
Jumping in Baldur's Gate 3 is like low-key broken.
Number of feet up to your strength score. So if I run and jump, my strength score is 13. If I run and jump, I can jump 13. So if my movement is 40, I can jump 10 feet at the end. Is that right or is that wrong?
It still counts as movement when you jump.
Okay.
Yeah, so it still comes out of your movement.
Okay. Then I'm going to...
It's just so you can clear it. You can clear a gap or you can, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. So then I'm going to have to... I think I want to step of the wind again. And I'm going to go over to this guy right here.
It's kind of like clambering over rocks and huge dragon bones.
That is a 14 to hit.
Just barely hits.
Sweet. And then a 13 to hit.
Ties. That hits.
Okay. I'm actually going to, this one, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do another key point. So Flurry of Blows. That is another hit because it's a 14.
Okay. So three hits.
And for that one, can you do a dex save?
Yeah. I would love to. 15.
Okay. That passes. And then this one is a 23. So
four attacks?
Yep.
Good lord. Okay.
Yep. And so I'm gonna have you do another dex save.
Okay. 11 plus 0 for 11.
11? Okay. Yeah, because I've got two attacks, right?
And you can Flurry of Blows on each of those if you have the key for it? Or is that one bonus action?
One bonus action is two unarmed strikes.
Okay.
If you spend a key point.
Nice. So yeah, I guess that's four attacks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I hit on all four.
Yeah.
So first one is 8.
That wipes out his buff as well.
7.
Okay.
Plus 6.
6 damage, okay.
And 6.
So he did a total of 27 damage.
Yep.
So he's going to try to make a con save. I think he'd have to nat 20 this to succeed, but he's going to make it.
So I looked it up. It's half of the damage. So the other guy should have saved.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So the three beams are still there. This guy got an 18 plus 1, 19 on his con save. And you did how much damage? 20, did I say 27?
27, yeah.
So half of that is 13, so I guess they both saved then.
Okay. Damn it.
Damn, they are great at concentrating.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably should have went to the other one.
That one would have died if he didn't have that buff. He almost got him. That's Quill. We're back to the white. The white can finally reach somebody. He's just going to amble towards Theron. Use a melee spell attack called Life Drain.
It misses.
It might. 10 plus 4, Theron.
10 plus 4?
14 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. A d6 plus 2 of necrotic damage. Roll a 1. That's 3 necrotic damage. Then you got to make a con save, Theron.
Okay.
Trying to beat a 13.
I fail.
So it actually reduces your hit point maximum by 3.
Oof.
Forever?
Until you finish a long rest.
But your hit point maximum is still up by 2.
Yeah, it is. Because of aid.
So I go down by 3 for max, and then how much damage do I take?
Still the 3, yeah.
3 for both?
So you would, if you were full health at like 50 or something, you would go down to 47 out of 47.
So I'm at 43 right now.
Okay.
My max is 56. So do I go down to 53 and 40?
40 out of 53, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, jerk.
You'll sleep it off. Bazelle's up.
30 feet. This way? I think I was going to be 55 feet from this guy. It was going to be like right there.
Okay.
Once, but I think that's about where I could get. And then she's going to dissonant whispers. He's got to make a wisdom save.
Okay. 14. 14 plus 3, 17.
Save. Wait, 17?
17 total, yep.
Save. That saves. So it'll take half as much. So 8. So they take 4 damage.
Very nearly killed this guy. This is number 4. Yeah. Ooh. He'll still make that con save just to see what happens here. You got an 8, so he's good.
So they have to roll whichever's higher between 10 and half of the damage.
There's a nat 8 plus 1 for a 9.
I think that's a fail.
He has to beat so he has to beat a 10. You have to either beat 10 or half the damage.
Whenever you take damage while you're concentrating on the spell, make a con save. The DC equals 10 or half the damage, whichever number is higher.
Okay. It's kind of a weird range that they were like succeeding on these huge damage boluses and then they fail on the. But yeah, you roll badly. Okay, so he breaks his concentration for his turn on the spell. So there's two beams going in right now. And he is on death's door. He looks pretty rough.
I think that everyone is out of my bardic. Oh, I think it is a 60-foot inspiration range for bardic. So I think Quill can get bardic. And then Rick is the only
one. Do I lose it?
No. If you have it, you keep it.
Still have it.
Bardic. Hell yeah.
Okay. Legendary action at the end of Bazelle's turn. The figure casts blindness on Quill. That's a con save.
Oh, God. That's a 9. Bardic is a D8. Is
that
right?
Good use.
I'm going to use my D8.
Before you use the. Okay.
Before I was.
I could slippery barbs you too. And you get the roll.
I'll let you guys do whatever you want.
Actually, I think I can't have you re-roll your saving throw that you fail.
Say the rolls, they happened. So what was the total there? After
15.
That's a tie. DC is 15. Wow. You barely are not blinded. You shake it off. The darkness leaves your eyes. Quill. And Theron's
look at that teamwork.
Yeah, that was close. Theron's turn. Theron's back in the woods with this white up in his face.
Dovahkiin!
Dovahkiin, I need you to clear out a cave with some Draugr in it.
Again? I've done this 300 times.
Then you're like, actually, that sounds fucking sick. I'm going to go do that.
Yeah, for sure. I better just go turn on Skyrim now. So this dude right next to me is still alive, barely.
He's doing okay.
He's doing okay.
Yeah. He looks at you. He's like, hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah, well, fuck you too, man.
I'm trying.
You got a rash, man.
I don't look that bad.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm picking out a spell. I could have done that in advance, but. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to Google how many dice I roll on this. Or I could use the thing. 6, d10.
What spell are you casting?
I just rolled 6d10, which I got 30.
Okay.
How many hit points do you have on that guy next to me?
The white bee has 26 hit points left.
Oh, cool.
What spell was that?
This is color spray. Each creature affected by the spell is blinded until the spell ends.
Okay, cool.
And it's, yeah, so that guy's blinded.
Sweet, so he's flinging a bunch of colored gemstones at his face.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. Yeah, fuck cool. Fuck that guy. He is blinded. That brings us to the acolytes. Two or three are still alive, or three or four are still alive. But only two are actively concentrating right now, so that's two more pulsations. Getting pretty close, though. With that, the dragon's head starts to kind of slowly lilt to one side towards the priests that are casting the spells next to him. And that brings us to Rick.
Rick's going to blast the same one he did last time, this bad boy.
Okay. Guy in the east.
Yep.
Who is that? That's number two, right? Yeah.
19 to hit.
That hits.
Which hits.
Yep.
Oh, 5 damage that time.
Okay. So, okay. So he's looking pretty rough. He's got to make a con save against 10, right? That's the DC with that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, nat 19. So ooh. He continues to concentrate.
Rolled like a boss.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Oh, and I should redraw the line for the third one because he's back to, at the end of their turn, the third line started again. But it didn't count for this turn. Sorry.
I guess I will move my guy up a little bit too. Oh, wait. I need to zoom in or else I'll just cheat. 1, 2, 3.
All right. That is Quill.
Okay. I'm going to attack this dude by me.
Sassy bass.
24.
That hits.
7 damage.
Very nearly kill him with that strike.
I nearly do, but I don't.
Yes. Very nearly, yeah.
Okay, another attack.
Oh, he should. Oh, okay.
That's a hit.
That's going to kill him. I was going to make him do a con save, but that's going to kill him.
Yeah, okay. Yep. 11 damage.
That okay. Doesn't.
All right.
You kill the west dude, skeletal priest. His line goes away. What else you got?
I'm just going to move to here.
Can't quite get actually, to the north one.
Yeah, I can't. So when I was here, could I see anything about this dude since I'm closer?
About the priest or the
about the shadowy figure.
You are closer. Do you want to repeat that, or what? Maybe investigate or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do investigation because you already kind of noticed.
Okay. 9.
Okay. Yeah, it seems he's behaving very strangely, this figure, because he hasn't really moved, right, at all.
Okay.
And he hasn't been acting. He's just he's basically been reacting to your guys' actions.
Okay.
That sounds it's odd to you that he hasn't really like taken turns, but that's about all you get with that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna move up here.
Okay. So we'll start to close in on the north side. Priest. That gets us to the top of the order, which is the blinded white. Oh man, my fucking eyes, dude. He's actually gonna disengage from Theron and try to run away.
Whoa. 15, 20. I'm opportunity attacking that shit.
He disengaged as his action, so you can't. Treading water in that little river there at the southwest. And that is Bazel.
Bazel's gonna run towards and then Dissonant Whispers this guy.
2.
Gotta make a wisdom save.
Okay. 14 plus 3, 17.
Save. Half rounds up or rounds down?
He's almost dead, so this might do it. We'll see.
4.5. Takes 4.5 damage.
4 damage is actually enough. So you killed the third of the 4 priests. Nice. That was getting kind of close. Theron's up.
The last one is number 1.
Yep, the north guy. Yep.
Like Will?
Yes, and he has not been touched yet.
And that's the last bad guy on the map?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Just double checking.
Well, yeah. That's the last priest.
That we know of. The last priest.
The last priest, yep.
I'm just measuring how the fuck far away it is. 165? Man, I don't even know if I'll be able to hit it. I think my longest one is 120 right now. Crap. I don't think I can hit this guy.
He's far away. Will's been blowing like all of his movement shit to get up.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to run towards it, I guess.
Sure.
Here's 30 feet. It's just going to be like up to here. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Misty step.
I don't think he
has Misty step on the fly.
Or run another 30 feet if you're so inclined.
That's true. You could dash.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So another 15 feet?
30.
Or another, yeah, sorry.
That's just, yeah, it doubles your movement speed for your action.
Thank you, Vizel.
Cool. Okay. That is the priest. This lone survivor casts his single pulsation towards the dragon, which is starting to like twitch involuntarily throughout his body. It is not quite there yet. I have a number I'm keeping track of over here. Reflex plus. Rick is up.
All right. I think I can still just blast his ass from here.
Blast his ass.
Yep. I'm going to just fire away. 17 to hit.
That does hit. Just a cannon back there.
And then 13 damage.
Okay.
And then I'll move closer.
This would be the 10 then.
You guys can't talk about blasting someone's ass and then talk about how they've got a cannon back there. Like, it's too much. You guys.
I'm glad somebody else was.
I'm an ass blaster, man.
Yeah.
You got a 9 plus 1 for con peak, so he barely con saves on this.
Blast his ass.
And Quill's up.
Blast his ass!
You got a cannon back there!
Alright, I'm gonna attack this guy. That's a 17 to hit.
Yep.
Then 27 to hit. I'm gonna use some key. Flurry of blows. 21 to hit.
Jesus, okay. They're all hits.
Deck save.
Okay. Nat 3. That's a fail.
He's prone.
Okay.
So now I get to roll at advantage, right? Or is that not right?
Which one of those attacks would you have knocked him prone with?
My third. So I get a fourth attack.
So the fourth attack would be at advantage.
Yep. So that was a 20 to hit.
Dirty.
Yep. I was just trying to get to see if I could get
a crit. Yep.
Crit, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so four hits. That's a 10 plus 6 for 16 plus.
Okay. He's dead.
Oh, sweet.
Blast him while he's prone.
Just pummeling this lifeless skeleton as it's prone on the ground. Yeah, they had gotten up to 18 out of 20 to animate this.
Nice.
So, but yeah, you kill the skeleton. The last priest. That's Quill's turn. Or top of the order is the last white. He's just gonna keep running. He runs off into the forest, and Bazel's up.
Bazel's gonna run towards the shadow, dude.
Okay.
Then she's gonna viciously mock him by just saying he looks like Jeff Goldblum.
So it makes a wisdom save?
Yeah.
It kind of does.
A little bit, yeah. That's a 11 plus 3 for 14.
Fails.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any dinosaurs on this dinosaur park?
Takes 4 psychic damage and has disadvantage on its neck.
Okay. he's gonna legendary action to one last corpse explosion on that acolyte next to Quill. So it's a dex save from Quill.
That's a bad dude.
Nat 20.
20. So I believe that means you dodge all of this, don't you? Because of your evasion.
Yeah.
Thing. Wow.
Does a fucking backflip.
15 necrotic damage becomes 7 halved, but I guess you.
Nice.
You're just like Matrix. Your body just right. All these like shards go around you. Bone shards. And this guy vanishes.
Oh.
Up in smoke in the air. And he's gone.
Can Zektul. Zektul.
Is a tool.
So yeah, you don't know what that's about, but the figure is no longer there on the rock. And we're out of combat. What do you guys want to do? Battle's over.
You guys mind if we call it here for the night? Is that cool?
Yeah, I got the gym bright and early.
Nice.
Sounds good. Before doing that, can I try to harvest anything from that dragon?
Yeah, I mean, there's a fair amount of stuff for you guys to do on this map still, I think. Like,
oh, let's just do it next time, then.
Some investigation and, like,
yeah.
What all just happened.
I want to take a look at this damn dragon.
Oh, hello! I'm trying a new thing with intro and outro so that it's not quite so jarring to listen to. This episode was called Blast His Ass. See you next time.